Blog Talk Radio.
People, welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about episode 6 of season 3 of Gotham. I know we're a little behind, but guess what? Now with the whole holiday break that they're going to have, we could catch up. Don't worry, we're going to be on it. Don't worry. We're not going to distract from the current episodes. We're going to stick to episode 6 of season 3, titled Follow the White Rabbit, that aired on your local Fox affiliate on October 24th, 2016. Wow, we're almost a month away. So, yeah, we have a lot of catching up. After this episode, we're going to do Supergirl. So if you're a fan of Supergirl and you want to listen to our thoughts on that, head on to Supergirl Talk, all one word, Supergirl Talk. Okay, Follow the White Rabbit, that aired on October 24th, 2016. It was directed by Nathan Hope, and this is episode 6. Let me give you a quick synopsis of what we are going to be talking about, and then we'll open the phone lines. Tetch sends a white-suited man to lure Gordon to a ringing phone. Gordon, he needs to choose between saving the married couple from jumping to their death or saving a boy who would be run over by a hypnotized driver. Gordon chooses to save the boy and watches in horror as a married couple fall to their deaths. He later receives another call from Tetch telling them to meet at a new address. It is revealed that Tetch has kidnapped Valerie and Lee. After tossing with Mario, Gordon breaks in at the address, but is forced to sit at the table for the tea party. After Tetch asks Gordon who he should kill, Gordon says Lee, but Tetch shoots Valerie instead. Gordon and Lee rush Valerie to the hospital. Meanwhile, Cobblepot realizes that he's in love with Nygma and plans to confess his feelings for him. But Nygma meets a woman named Isabella, who reminds him of Kristen Kringle. So, wow, that episode. Let me tell you this. That episode had so much going on. Wait to talk about it. We are loving that episode. Listen to us on the internet. Please call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. Again, that call-in number is 347-637-3821. We are live. All right, we have a first call here from area code 239. Who is this?
BC Fan 1, I am back. What's going on, Jesus? Oh, my God.
What's up, sir? How's it going, man?
I'm doing a lot better than the way I was. I'm so sorry I missed on a few podcasts, but I'm back.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah,
your health
I'm sorry
comes first. Always.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better now. But, man, this episode, great. Oh, my God. That
there was a lot,
was
right?
Good.
When I say there was
yeah.
a lot going on, there was a lot.
Yes, yes. It was so good. Now, which I know we need to get caught up, but this week's episode was great, too. But, yeah, this episode was crazy. I mean, Mad Hatter, oh, my God. Forcing Jim to choose between Lee
and
Valerie. He is nuts.
Yeah.
He is
okay,
really,
Matt,
really,
have you watched the Jessica Jones series on Netflix?
No, I don't get Netflix. I'm hoping my mom gets it back
okay.
next year so I can watch it.
Okay. Okay, well, there's a,
yeah.
I don't know if you know the villain. Have you read anything about the villain from the first season?
I saw
you know, like
the
all
trailer
the
for the series. Yeah. I think
okay,
I
well,
did.
That there's a villain there that could, his superpower is he could control minds. So, like, on an instant, he could be like, on an instant, like, let's say he's on a subway bus, and he goes, everybody quiet! And he yells it out, and then everybody just freezes because he could control their minds. And
like
it's, like,
Professor
really
X.
Cool. And so, yeah, and so that is what reminds me of the Mad Hatter. Like,
yeah.
I mean, little, you know, from
he's
reading
nuts.
The comic books, I was never, like, he was a big player, but he's pretty powerful.
He
hypnotize people.
What he's been doing the gym for the past few episodes before he got locked up.
He's been going through hell.
Damn, I mean, this episode was so freaky. I mean, it was so very good. Especially Barnes, he's starting to realize he has Alice's blood inside
feeling
him.
For her.
Yeah.
It's
and
crazy.
I thought
it's
it was a great episode.
My God.
It was so damn good.
It is.
I mean,
and also,
DC,
how fitting was the title of the episode? Follow the White Rabbit with the guy with the white suit. He was pretty creepy,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. But I thought the episode was great, awesome, and Gotham just continues to strive through all its ratings. I'm just so enjoying Jim Gordon. And were there scenes with Poison Ivy and Bruce Wayne and Cat? I forget.
Not in this one. No, not in this one.
No, I'm trying to think what else.
No, that's
in
the later ones. Yeah, that's in the. Okay, so let me talk to you about Lee. Now that she's in the picture with her fiance, who is a son of mobster Don. What's his name? Don.
Falcone.
Falcone. Yeah.
Yeah, Don Falcone.
And so, are we happy that Lee's back? I want to know your thoughts, Matt. Are you happy that they brought back Lee, or were you pretty satisfied that she was gone?
I was kind of satisfied that she's gone, but in a way, I'm kind of glad Lee is back because at some point, her and Gordon need to get back together because I don't like that guy, Mario. I mean, he's kind of one of those guys she's
dating. I know, I'm kind of afraid that something's going to happen to Lee. Like, maybe at the end of the season,
I'm
she's going to die. And,
yeah, I'm worried.
You know, that makes the mobsters mad. And, you know, they're going to blame Gordon for some reason. I mean, it's going to be messy. That's for sure.
It's been crazy the past few episodes. I mean, even this one, it was just totally insane. And when Mad Hatter said, okay, Jim. Oh, I did like the scene where Jim, before he had to choose, was messing with his head.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's, like, talking to him. I did enjoy that scene. But overall, I thought it was a very great episode. Very good episode.
Yeah, and what about the scene with the whole Penguin reveal? That he totally in love with Edward Nygma.
Why
that
are they
was
doing
like
that?
Out of the blue. That was a big surprise for me.
Weird.
What about you? Did you see that coming?
No. And now there's even talk of Alex being gay on Supergirl. I mean, geez, what's with all these people being gay on these TV shows? I mean, I don't like that.
Falling
I
in love
mean,
with the detective
seriously.
On Supergirl.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, it's just crazy how all of a sudden the Penguin is in love with the Riddler. I don't remember
that's
seeing
so
that
weird.
In the comic book.
No, I mean I still think that is so weird. But I thought it was a truly great episode. Crazy moments where where Mad Hatter forced Jim to choose between Lee and Val and that he still loves Lee. I still want to see them get back together. Oh, by the way, I finally beat Batman Arkham Knight and oh my gosh, Jesus, I can finally play Free Roam in the Batman v Superman Batmobile.
Shut up. That
Not
is
kidding.
So awesome.
Not kidding.
That
it
is
so awesome.
Well, congratulations, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Speaking about Gotham, Miss Kringle, or the sort of
look
like Miss
Kringle.
I know we know what
lady.
Happened to her later on, but let's stick to this episode. Were you shocked to see that they used the same actress to play a different
yeah.
character, but also remind Edward Nygma that Miss Kringle was back in a way.
Yeah, I know that was kind of creepy, but I thought it was cool to have the same actress who played Miss Kringle on the other show.
I
mean,
agree.
On the same show.
I like that. I like
but
that
the same
surprise
actress.
There.
And then he was
but,
saying,
oh my gosh, I'm still stuck on Penguin with the Riddler. I mean,
I know that.
Wow,
so,
that's pretty
up.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure the fans out there listening are surprised of how that was revealed.
Oh, when I say I meant to tell
in
you
the next
this,
episode, of course, they dig a little bit more into it, but we won't answer that one.
And hey, Zeus, I meant to tell you.
You said you had a few favorite scenes of this week's episode. Share with us what else you liked about this episode.
I'm trying to think what else happened. I kind of forget what happened in this week's episode. I mean, I did like the scene where Gordon and had to choose between Lee and Vicky Vale. And I did like the scene where he's chasing through the lead.
You mean Valerie Vale?
Valerie Vale, yeah, that's who it is. And I did like the scene. Trying to think what else happened. It's kind of forgot what was going on. And then when
there was a lot of going on with the captain, of course. Remember the blood drop in his eye. At this point, they really haven't addressed what kind of superpower he has at the moment.
Right.
But he was, looking into test results as to what has come out after
he got infected. Oh, I meant to tell you. I don't know if you got
Alice's blood.
On Snapchat. But all of a sudden, because I know I'm allowed to say DC Fan 1, one morning people were tweeting me saying, Matt, you can't say that. That's Joe's name. And then I'm going to go tell Francesco to come down and kick your butt.
Wow. That's not
Yeah,
nice.
That kind of... No.
There's no need for that.
No, I mean, these...
Well, that
these
tells you
crazy.
What type of people they are. Yeah.
Yeah, so I blocked them on my Twitter,
that
but
sucks.
Wow. This week's episode
of
Gotham was
sucks.
Great. I mean, yeah, I know, that's kind of harsh. I kind of
got
scared
well,
for a moment.
So far, so good for season 3, right, of Gotham.
I
still can't believe we're watching season 3. Wow.
I know. I mean, it's going to come a time that when it's like at the very end of Gotham, we see a teenage Bruce Wayne, and he's going to finally become freaking Batman. I mean,
do you think they'll end
gonna,
it that way?
I have a feeling they are. I think they are going to end it that way.
Remember,
I mean, that would be so
cool. At the beginning of the series, the creator said will always be more of a Jim Gordon story rather than a Bruce Wayne story.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying Jim Gordon so far. I like Ben McKenzie. He does such a
Me
great
too.
Job playing
Me
Jim.
Too.
I mean,
I cannot wait what J.K. Will be doing with Jim Gordon in Justice League. I mean, oh my gosh.
I know.
Remember the
J.K.
rumors
Simmons.
We were hearing that Jim Gordon was supposed to be dead in the Batman versus Superman universe?
Yeah. I actually watched
remember
that
rumor?
Again tonight, by the way. Yeah, that Jim Gordon was supposed to be dead because we didn't see Jim Gordon in Batman v Superman. But
right.
I hope J.K. Simmons is not so nerdy and geeky as he was as Jonah Jameson in those terrible
Jonah
Spider-Man
Jameson.
Movies.
I didn't like his character. I mean, I know he was supposed to be annoying and kind of like a dick as Jay Jameson, but
yeah,
he just looked like a
I don't even watch
like
those
a
movies
goofball
anymore.
Cosplayer.
Yeah, I watch more DC stuff now. I mean, I still go back and watch like Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and all that. But the old Spider-Man movies are terrible. It's like you want to burn them in the closet or like to throw them away.
I saw
or something.
Doctor Strange, and boy, man,
how
I
was it?
So lost.
Yes, it was so freaking good. I'm gonna go see it with my mom again.
Crazy.
On Thanksgiving. Yeah, I saw it twice
already.
Ready. And I'm patiently waiting for that
right.
new Justice League trailer I heard that's coming out.
I know. People were saying it was supposed to drop on Thursday.
Yeah, and then last night I went and saw Fantastic Beasts, and oh my God, they showed Wonder Woman new trailer. Oh my God, what the? Wonder Woman.
How was that
gonna
on the big
them.
Screen?
Amazing. I mean, freaking awesome. I so can't wait for Wonder Woman next year. I mean, DC,
yeah, me too.
Ever since Batman v Superman, DC is just going
DC
all
is
the
doing
way.
Great, and TV especially.
Yeah.
I know their
TV is
CW
awesome
and Fox are definitely benefiting from the DC TV universe. So,
yeah.
All right, back to Gotham. Anything else you want to talk about this episode, Matt, before we wrap up the show?
Not much. I thought it was a great episode. It was freaky as heck, and I can't wait for this week's episode.
All right, cool. All right, coming up next is Supergirl Talk, so join us at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time is Supergirl. All right, Matt, give us your shout-out, sir.
I want to give a big shout-out for all the Gotham fans, and especially good friends of mine, Janet and John. All right, you guys have a good night, and I'll see you on Supergirl Talk.
All right. Talk to you then, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.